I'm going to give you a presentation about TorchMLIR, or mainly I give you an introduction into TorchMLIR. I'm Marius. I'm with AMD. And the talk will be about, well, first of all, as it is the first MLIR talk today, I give you at least a brief idea about what MLIR is so that you heard of kind of the fundamentals. Tell you what TorchMLIR is, what the Torch dialect is, and mainly if you, as it is supposed to be an introduction, tell you how can you build a project, how can you use it, what can you do with it, and also how to get involved if you want to. So, what's MLIR? If you look at the homepage, so MLIR is essentially a sub-project of the LLVM Foundation. If you look at the homepage, mlir.llvm.org, it tells you it's a novel approach to build a reusable and extensible compiler infrastructure. I put novel into phrases here because it's not that novel anymore, to be honest. So it was like spread to the world in 2019, and in 2020 it made its way into the LLVM project. It provides an extensible way to create and design intermediate representation. So it's all SSA based. Format essentially looks like shown here. You have a result, you have your operation with inputs, you can define custom attributes, custom types, all that stuff. And to in what it is about is, like, normally if you design such an intermediate representation, that's called dialect within the words of MLIR. And it's not like you need to go from one dialect completely into another dialect. You can also mix dialects. Means, like, for example, in upstream there is an SCF dialect, structured control flow, but that can be mixed with other dialects, and you can nicely combine this, and dialects just more or less loosely scope different kind of things. So, like, Linux operations are in the Linux dialect, structured control flow has operations for do structured control flow. So, and with that said, TorchMLIR actually aims to provide to be a first-class compiler support between the PyTorch ecosystem and the MLIR ecosystem. It's participating in the LLVM incubator process. So even here, I'm on here on behalf of AMD. That's not an AMD project. It's an LLVM project, but we heavily contribute to it and use it. It's dual licensed under Apache license with LLVM exceptions, but also under a BSD star license. I think that's due to historical reasons, as it wasn't that clear back in the time if it either makes it into more like MLIR or LLVM, or goes more down the route to PyTorch. And with that said, actually the main component, it looks like the following. So if you have PyTorch, which is in the PyTorch repository, PyTorch itself comes with TorchFX, and what we have in the Torch MLIR project is an FX importer, and that FX importer allows you to go the way down to import TorchFX into the Torch dialect. So one of the main things in Torch MLIR is the Torch dialect. And furthermore, what we have in the project are conversions to other dialects, to other MLIR dialects. So these conversions also live in the Torch MLIR repository and allow you to convert to TOSA, to Linarc, but also those two are upstream dialects living in the main MLIR project. But you can there's also conversions down to stable HLO, which is more used or comes from the TensorFlow ecosystem and lives in the OpenXLA organization. So that's all what is in the Torch MLIR project. And the main thing we have is the Torch dialect. So that's the central MLIR abstraction to represent a Torch model, essentially. Mostly of this is auto-generated based on the PyTorch JIR operator registry. But we also have some manually implemented ops. To make it short, we have those for operations which cannot be automatically implemented. Among other things, for example, because they are directly supported in a JIT interpreter. Without having a corresponding operation in the registry itself, so that's why we cannot auto-generate it. We also have a Torch operator operation to represent ops, which we haven't been auto-generated. For what that is used for, I will show you in a minute. But that's the main thing. And in MLIR, this all lives, so if you look to upstream MLIR, it would be include MLIR. Here we have include Torch MLIR dialect, Torch IR, Torch Ops, That's where all the ops are actually implemented. And in line 26, you see an include. That's actually where we have some scripts that generate those auto-generated operations. That's got included here in the definition. If you want to build a project, well, you need, of course, to clone it. And there are several submodules which you need to initialize before you can build a project. So the one thing is TorchMLIR comes with one of the Git submodules is actually LLVM, because we need to pick the right version of MLIR. You can also use a separately checked out MLIR which you compile and install. That might work or it might not work because you need to pick the right commit, and that's what he has here realized. We are pinning the correct submodule. If you specify depth by one, that gives you a shallow clone, so you don't clone the entire LLVM, just to let you know. It's suggested to set up a Python virtual environment and install your requirements. You need to upgrade pip if you want to play around with Torch Vision, because older pip versions normally don't fail on the dependency resolution, and you cannot install Torch Vision. In the requirements file, you also get the correct version of Torch, which is compatible with Torch MLIR. So that's all in the requirements file and should be pretty straightforward. If you want to build a project, we don't go through all this CMake magic here. I just want to highlight two things. You can either do a monolithic build, which means we are building LLVM and MLIR and Torch MLIR in one single build. And to do this, you need to enable the project MLIR, of course, which is a subproject of LLVM. And in addition to that, you need to specify that there is an LLVM external project, which is, in this case, Torch MLIR. Point to the source here, where to find the source, which is quite obvious. We are right now in the root of the repository, so it's just here. And LLVM essentially is cloned into externals LLVM project LLVM. That is where the Git submodule is initialized. If you want to look more into the specifics, I gave a talk 2 years ago here at the LLVM Dev Room about how to build your own MLIR dialect that covers some of these aspects as well. Gives you a little bit more background, or you just look into the MLIR standalone example, which also shows you the different ways how to build it. But it's also, of course, in the Torch MLIR documentation. The other way is do a component build. So we build MLIR independent of Torch MLIR first. So that's essentially just building MLIR without Torch MLIR at all. So it's a stripped down configuration set of what we have seen before. And we install it to build LLVM here, for example. And that allows you to build